The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm with Gaurav Sharma, who is an all-analyst and editor at the IB Times. How are you today, Gaurav?
Good to be here. Good.
You are the business editor of the IB Times. Let me get that right.
Indeed, indeed.
Still don't want to promote you yet.
Not quite. Very soon.
Okay, we're looking at oil in terms of a stagnant price action over the last 2 months.
I think so. It's a pretty flat market. It's been one of those days where my data terminal has sort of given up on me. So, you know, good old-fashioned pen and paper comes in handy. So last Friday, we had Brent at 56.81, the close price. Today, we are at 56.70, so we're down 9 cents. Our wonderful market, look at West Texas, 53.83 the Friday before. And last Friday, 53.86. This is a market that's going nowhere, because each time you see some sort of pull to the upside, you suddenly get the odd report from this think tank or that association or this or that saying, hey ho, the shale producers are pumping up. And of course, we must not forget that the Libyans, the Iranians and Nigerians never signed up to the original OPEC pact of cutting production. Pretty flat market. We're sort of stuck here. The only good thing, and I use the word good advisedly here, is that the IEA came out last week and said that they are backing the claims that the OPEC members have achieved 90% of the cuts that they outlined to much aplomb November last year.
It must be a record.
It is, I would say it's an unprecedented event, especially if you rewind the clock back even to the height of the financial crisis when last OPEC announced a real terms cut. Compliance was still a little bit loose. It was Saudis plus whoever else was willing to comply. Right now, it's not just the Saudis, but pretty much everybody who signed up has cut. And of course, they've got 11 so-called non-OPEC friends led by the Russians. Now, in the case of the Russians, is that their case of balancing the inventories? It's not quite clear cut, but the 11 have also at least complied on paper. Now, that has triggered our old friends at Goldman Sachs to send a note out to their clients, and I'll read it in verbatim. It says that the oil markets would be oversupplied for some time. We know that. But that they would drain gradually. We also know that. But at the end of there is a tiny line which says, we view the faster shale rebound as creating downside risk to our 2018 West Texas Intermediate price forecast, $55 per barrel, but not to our expectation that the global oil market will shift into deficit in the first half of 2017. Very likely, it should shift into deficit. But what would then that do to the producers? Will OPEC again lose its discipline? Will, as they notice the other side of the Atlantic, that the shale players keep pumping up and up and up? And again, we refer to a piece of paper and not a data terminal telling us that U.S. rigs are up 200 compared to the very same week last year. Canadian rigs up by 130. International rigs up by 4, not an awful lot, but then again, the various countries cancel each other out. So it tells you for weeks and weeks and weeks, take out a week or two over the last, say, 12 weeks, the U.S. rig count has almost risen every week. And slowly and slowly, it's climbing up. It's not the heydays of 2014 before the oil price plummeted, but the shale producers will keep pumping.
But haven't we got a situation where, effectively the oil price has been fixed? It's like a gold fix or a silver fix or whatever they used to have in the old days, a fix being the operative word. And so basically the price is nothing to do with production or consumption. It's just we're agreeing that it's between, it's like $53 or $54 on WTI, and that's what it's going to be.
And going nowhere.
It's not supposed to go anywhere. It's just fixed at that price.
kind of a level where everybody, not everybody's happy, but not everybody's unhappy either.
It's an agreed level in the market that that's the price.
Well, you're a technical man, sir. So what is your crystal ball telling you?
You're going to sell Mars bars for £1.50 or something like that. Everybody's agreed that the retail, it's a recommended retail price, let's say.
Yes, indeed.
Is that fair?
A crude recommendation, let's put it there.
All right.
And here are your technicals.
Yes, I mean, for me, this is a consolidation before a new leg to the upside because of this oscillator here at 56. It's above 50. It's bouncing on the 50. The 50 is the neutral level. Bouncing from above is a positive. The only thing that worries me slightly is that the last time we saw this sideways move of a similar nature, let's say, or the most similar nature, was in the middle of 2015. But the difference between that and this is that here we're above the 200-day moving average and we've been bouncing off it. So this should be a consolidation before, I mean, in fact, the opposite of that. So consolidation, then we actually gap up and make a new move higher. So I'm sticking to a positive slant here and a channel like this going towards sort of $68, $70. So we'll see whether it's egg on face or a celebration. Champagne breakfast in another month or two.
But you would agree with me, escaping this range will not be easy.
At the moment, it looks like it's taking up the slack to do that. I mean, unless something weird happens, that's what we're going to do. The 50-day average is rising and the 200-day as well. Just wanted to finish off with a couple of oil stocks because obviously they're always in focus, BP and Shell. BP gapped down after the latest update, but still looks as though there's a trend there for you.
I think so. I again, this is not a recommendation, but rather what I'd personally do, I'd buy BP. For the simple reason that over the last 3 years that I've been monitoring is, BP has been among the companies that has come straight out of the blocks, first off, and admitted, well, this is the oil price we need, this is what we are gearing up for, and this is how we are optimizing our assets and, our portfolio of E&P or for that matter, downstream assets. I think BP needs a $60 oil price. We might get there at some point next year, but it's a company that's done some very, very prudent planning. So between the two oil majors, and since BG has now been submerged into the wider Shell family, I would say I prefer BP to Shell.
An unusual state of affairs, let's say.
I would definitely say so. See, plus Shell has been quite open. They want to become big gas. Now, I take that line, that corporate line, that they've with a grain of salt. I mean, you can't. It's oil is ingrained in Shell's DNA. You can become big gas, but on the horizon, I don't exactly see big natural gas markets firing up either. It's not as if somehow natural gas has overnight become a very lucrative business. What's going for the natural gas business is that it is the so-called bridging fuel. That somehow when we find that kumbaya moment with renewables, in that time a low carbon efficient fuel is natural gas. And again, you can't beat a stock that's been paying dividends since the Second World War. So hold Shell, perhaps buy BP, and of course one more, if I can quickly squeeze it in, is Tullow Oil. I think they're also making some good sound bites. The jury's still out on that one, but I'm kind of positive, if that's any recommendation.
That sounds intriguing. Gaurav Sharma, oil analyst and editor, business editor at the IB Times, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.